I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, I'm going to give you a couple people, probably a couple corporations, probably looking to hire some new social media people because they made a mistake here and wound up in I can't believe it's news. First, we'll start with the Dutch airline KLM. You familiar with KLM?
I've heard of them, sure. I've seen the planes.
Blue and white planes and everything. Well, Dutch airline KLM apologized earlier this week for their India branch. They fly to India. Well, the India branch tweeted out a fun trivia fact. You know, I mean, people love airplanes. They're fascinated by them. So, you know, why not give them some things to chew on? Like where to sit in a plane to survive a plane crash. You probably don't want to send that out if you're flying.
They're tweeting that out?
Yes, the quote. According to data, the fatality rate for the seats in the middle of the plane is highest. However, the fatality rate for the seats in the front is marginally lesser and is least for seats in the rear of the plane. Hashtag Tuesday trivia. Hashtag aircraft. Hashtag facts.
Why not just make that part of the in-flight announcement before takeoff?
They deleted the tweet about 12 hours later and apologized, quote, "This post was based on a publicly available aviation fact and isn't a KLM option," or something like that. But you can't be retweeting stuff like that. I don't care who's in charge of your social media.
In a Utah city, now you may have seen a picture of this boy. He's become a big hit this week. Police got several calls about this elementary school age boy who was running what was not a lemonade stand, but it's kind of like a lemonade stand. So he's got his table out there, and then you see a couple jugs of something or other, and then he's holding up a sign that says ice cold beer. So it looks like he's got a beer stand.
Yes, I
going.
Saw this.
This
kid.
Is a handmade sign in big block letters. It says ice cold beer. So that's what you see as you're driving by, the big block letters. Now, but right in on top of the word beer, ice cold beer, in much smaller letters, it says root. So he's got ice cold root beer that he's selling there. But people who are driving by, doing the drive-by, are just, you know, look at the sign and see these jugs. Like, this boy is selling beer. So a number of people have called police there, and that's not what he's got going on, but he's a pretty smart kid.
Yeah, it's like at the bar back in the day when they'd put on the marquee, the band's name was Free Beer.
Yeah.
You know, the people all show up. Oh, no, that's the band's name.
Free beer tonight.
Free beer tonight. From 9 till 11, 9 to 1. Yeah. And so, Tuesday was Trivia Tuesday for KLM Airlines, and they sent out a post that they regret. I guess Wednesday was Secretary's Day in Mexico. I guess they celebrate Secretary's Day is the third Wednesday in July. Here in the U.S., we have Administrative Professionals Day, and that's on the Wednesday of the last full week in April. So we celebrate a little bit different. But the Circle K, you know, the convenience store?
Oh,
Circle
yes.
K? Brand new, no. The Mexico branch of Circle K was running a sale for the holiday, which they call it a holiday, Secretary's Day, earlier this week. A sale on wine and condoms. The ad they tweeted out for the sale said, quote, "Happy day to all the secretaries. Celebrate them with the proper way with this executive combo. You know what I mean." And it's a picture of wine and condoms.
Okay.
So Circle K wound up pulling that ad and said, quote, "We deeply regret the contents, which were aimed at publicizing an offer and never meant to promote any stereotype whatsoever." Jobs open at KLM and Circle K this morning.
I can't believe it's news.
Well, any secretary who gets a
wine and condoms.
The wine and condoms pack from her boss isn't going to be a secretary much longer.
Probably not.
She's going to be owning a piece of the company.
We're talking advancement.
In today's world, yes.